looks about. He's very, very unkind of form. What is it, dearest?
No one needs the sweets of that substance as we have such. This gallon was as his physical act. But he's something stained with grief, but his anger is not much more than a little bit. We have lost his powers of space enough to find him.
How did a thing divine? For nothing natural I ever saw so noble.
It goes on, I see, as my soul comes to you. And it's my spirit out of freely living to live for this
I'm
Thank you.
not the soul.
We usually don't think the past acts very well.
And most
certainly. It is, however, it is all concerned.
When you are not
very
tired. Had I a penetration of this last
thought, it's different. What dark
form hell? And what are the chaos?
What would I do?
It being drunk from want of wine.
In the Commonwealth, I would my culture is excellent in all things.
But no kind of traffic would I admit.
No man who ventures to it.
Letters should not be so.
That is, poverty, a useless service of love,
a complex succession,
laws,
love and letters, tills,
vineyards,
no use of metals,
formal or wine or oil,
no occupation.
All men idle,
all,
and women too.
Such innocent,
pure.
No sovereignty
is able to carry on from the latter end of his commonwealth, but yet to the beginning.
All things in common nature should produce without mental endeavor.
Treason,
felony,
sword,
knife,
knife,
gun, or deed of any that I not have.
But nature should bring forth its own kind,
all poison,
all abundance,
feed by innocent people.
No marry from his subjects,
now man,
all idle,
cause and nation,
by a good with such perfection,
governs how to excel
and glory in
the world. Save his
majesty,
all his
brother.
And the Marquis of
Perry no more.
Thou hast brought nothing to me.
I do well believe, Your Highness.
And I did it to minister occasion to these gentlemen,
who are of such sensible and nimble
lungs that they always use to laugh at the people.
But you, we laugh
at. Oh, in this kind of very fooling, we have nothing to do.
So we may continue
and laugh at nothing still.
No, Mr. Hackett, it has not fallen flat long.
You are gentlemen, not brave men.
You would lift the moon out of the sphere if you would continue in it 5 weeks without changing.
We would so.
And then go back on it
for the day. Good, my lord, be not that
free.
No,
I did want to do.
I will not affect you by discretion so weakly.
Will you not be sweet?
I wish my eyes wouldn't put themselves shut up my thoughts.
Why is there any time to do so?
Maybe you, sir, do not wait for heavy offer of it.
It seldom visits sorrow.
When it does,
it is a comforter.
Indeed, you,
my lord,
will guard your person,
find you seek your rest,
and watch your feet.
This is strange. Drowsiness possesses them.
It is the quality of the climate.
Why does it not then our instinct?
I find not myself disposed to sleep.
Nor I.
My spirits
are ill. Altogether, almost by consent,
they dropped by a thunderstroke.
What might?
Where are these
investigators?
Things I see it in my face, what thou shouldst be.
The occasion speaks me,
and my strong imagination sees a crown
dropping upon my head.
What?
Art thou waking?
Do you not hear me speak?
I do, and surely it is a sleepy language, and thou speakest out of thy sleep. What is it thou didst say? This is a strange repose to be asleep with eyes wide open. Standing, speaking, moving, and yet so fast as
the noble Sebastian, that is thy fortune, sleep. Die, rather, whence was thou waking?
Thou dost snore distinctly. There's meaning in thy snores,
but I am more serious than my custom.
You must be so to relieve me.
Which to do? Settle with me, or what
will? I am standing,
what? I'll teach you how to
creditors both in spirit and in all holy. But you, how you have fed this church by such a might, how it stricken me to mourn this heat. Having been indeed responsible to so near the bottom run, I grow fear or sloth.
Freddy said on, the same of thine eye and cheek proclaim a matter from thee, and a birth indeed which throws thee much yield thus.
And now, this Lord of the Christians, this who shall be of his little memory when he's there, and ye are almost persuaded of the spirit of persuasion, when he professes to persuade the king, his sons, and love. It is as impossible that he's uncrowned as he that speaks years is
waived. I have no hope that he's uncrowned.
Oh, but in fact, no hope, but great hope have you. No hope that way is another way, so I hope that even that mission cannot pierce a little bit beyond without discovery there, where you grant with me that Ferdinand is drowned.
It's gone.
Then tell me, who is the next heir of Naples?
Clarabelle.
She that is queen of Tyrus? She that dwells 10 leagues beyond man's life? She that from Naples can have no note unless the sun who opposes the man who wants to bestow, till newborn sins be rough and reasonable. She that from whom we all were sea swallowed, those cast again, and by that destiny to perform an act of what past is prologue, what to come is yours and mine is yours.
That is this. I'll see you. It is true, my brother's daughter is queen of Tunis. So is she heir of Naples. Twixt which regions there is some
space. A space with every cupid seems to cry out. How shall that caravel measure us back to Naples? Keep in Tunis and let Sebastian wake. Heavy that can rule Naples as well as he that speaks. Doors that can creep as empty and unnecessarily as this John Sarlo, or I myself would make them shine on a steep chant. Oh, that you bore the mind that I do, or asleep by this for your advancement. Do you understand me?
I think so, I do.
And why was your content?
Lay on a good fortune. I remember you did supply to your brother Prospero.
So, and look how well my garments sit upon me. What have we heard them before? My brother's servants were then my fellows. Now they are my men.
But for your conscience,
sir, where lies that? If my kind would put me to my slipper, I could not be dead in my bosom. 20 consciences that stand between me and villain can be pea and milk in the nest.
My son,
lies your brother.
No better than the earth he lies upon,
if he were that which now he is lying. That's dead. Whom I with his obedient steel have reached on his great bedrest. What are you doing thus to the potential of it? For I put this ancient morsel, this self-proofless. We should not have break our course. For all the rest, that makes a gesture for the cat and milk. The fellow talk to any business that we say in the next hour.
I guess your friend shall be my precedent.
Hast thou got will and I'll come by neighbors and draw thy sword. One stroke shall free thee from the drip in which thou peers and I, thy king, shall love thee. Draw him and cry with my hand.
Thank you.
destroy.